My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda get into some creepy, sexy talk. So listen and enjoy.
Shall we get on with it?
Yes, please.
Now, where we last left off, we do have to recap. I'm still waiting for Mavis because I still got another meatball out there.
Yeah, you do.
Because I got people. I got November's right around the corner where I'm going to meet Tom, and I got to get this Mavis person. I got to, you know, if I get her now, it's ongoing.
Right.
So me and Tom will be at a stalemate.
Right.
If there's going to be any type of and we have this with a couple of our fans. If there's going to be any type of resolution, I need to get this fairly soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, we did not hear from Mavis in that last week, although a couple of weeks ago she said she wanted to have the video chat with me. Mm. Where we last left off with Belinda, it was after our video chat. A couple of interesting things happened. We talked about raising a family. She called me gay. said it would be frowned upon if I were to cheat on her, which was new.
Yeah.
She did not even cheating for pay. She did not want
no.
any longer.
Mm. No more fluffing for you.
We were talking about intimacy. Mm-hmm. Did I miss anything?
Not anything that I can remember.
Is that pretty much it, Joe?
Yeah.
I think we're pretty much there.
All right.
Up to date.
So let's get to it. Where is my music? One day I'll have somebody do this for me.
Hey, whoa, whoa, always and forever. Just like a dream.
It is just like a dream to me. The best dream ever. Okay. February 23rd. So on the this 22nd, I said, well, wow, that's what it feels like. Okay. Well, when we are together, would I feel alone? Would you shun intimacy? That was the last thing, and then she said her battery was going to
die. That's you reading that or her
That's me reading it to her, and then her battery died. But she warned me the battery was going to die.
Yeah.
She did warn me of that. And then she comes back on the 23rd. Of course not. Everybody needs intimacy. I said, that's good to know. She goes, I guess you had a party to attend. See you when you were back. I guess I was off or whatever. Because remember, I was telling her about the bachelor party. Male strippers I'd be entertaining. It was in reality,
oh,
it
yes.
was a bachelor party. Right. But I told her I'd be giving hand treats to male strippers. Guys got to earn a living.
And so surprised that she called you gay.
Yeah, weird. She doesn't know me at all.
No.
Like Jennifer. So I go, yep, you know me. Strippers, farm animals, lube. Party, party, party. Don't worry, I won't screw with more than one farm animal.
Oh, dear God.
To be named later.
Exactly. Where's that yak? She laughs. She goes, when is the party? I go, well, it'll be rude to not finish screwing this donkey, don't you think?
Wow.
She goes, wow, which donkey is that? I go, does it matter? I go, do you screw more than one farm animal at a time? She goes, yeah. Do you think it's bad?
You want to know something? Like I conditioned her condition to your antics. Well, like anybody else, we go, are you a...
I forgot the best part of the story last week, and your word antics remind me. Thank you, Joe. Remember last week...
Paragraph.
Remember last week I started my conversation with Belinda. I got that. I started my conversation with Belinda by calling her Ishmael.
Oh, yes, yes.
I was calling her the guy who was doing the video chat. And I'm like,
that's
wouldn't
where
it?
We left off, actually.
No, that's where I started it.
Okay.
She's like, what are you talking about?
Oh, and that's where you kept us hanging.
Yeah, no. That's not where I started. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right, okay.
And I go, wouldn't it be funny if some Ghanaian boy fooled an African man? Wouldn't that be hilarious? That couldn't happen, could it?
No.
That was the big thing.
Right.
Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Joe, for your unintentional genius, as usual.
Thank you.
So anyway, so she goes, I go, do you screw more than one farm animal at a time? She goes, yeah, do you think it's bad? I go, I think it's hot.
Wow.
I have never loved you more than I do now.
Welcome to the donkey show.
That's funny.
Wow.
I go, God, I wish I was a farm animal in your barn.
Oh, man.
What, is this a little much for you kids?
That's such hot talk.
I told you, the most disturbing ever.
Yes.
Hold on a second. I got music. A little bit. I put the background music for this portion of the show.
I thought that was really interesting. I'm like, where's the tie-in?
You know what the song is. This is Def Leppard's Animal playing right now. I go, God, I wish I was a farm animal in your barn. She goes, you're more than that to me. I go, what am I to you? She goes, you're my personal pet. I go, what would you do to your personal pet? She goes, keep it really close, smiley face. So now that I'm close, what happens next? She goes, I like playing with my pet. I go, you have me purring. What will we be playing, master? She goes, hide and seek.
Hey now.
I go, who's hiding? She goes, I will be hiding. I go, what happens when I find you?
You're going to get clubbed and we're going to take your money.
You ruined it. Sorry. You ruined Zombo.
Sorry.
And that was my pet name.
Sorry.
That's my safety word, Zombo.
My safety word. Hey, now, there's an idea. Zombo!
Ben Anthony and Joe Poppy. Come on, finish up, stupid.
Yeah. Ruin Zombo.
All right. So I go, what happens when I find you? She goes, that's for you to initiate. What do you have in mind? I go, well, I am but an animal, and I have animal instincts. I am sure I'd be very excited to find my master. She goes, and what will you do to your master when you find her? I go, I'd bite at her shirt and try to tear it to shreds.
Ooh.
Would you be mad at your pet? Nope, but only if he does it harmlessly. I go, well, I love my master, so any harm would be accidental. Upon shredding my master's shirt, I'd want to be very close to my master. I would probably show my love for my master by licking her all over. Would my master be pleased? She goes, yeah, that'd be nice. Smiley face. All right, before I go on, what are you kids thinking?
Hold on a second.
I'm playing Def Leppard on the way home.
Well, you have the shirt,
but I forgot how good this tune was.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.